You're listening to the best of Nick Reed on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed, and it is time for our Author of the Week, as always sponsored by wonderful folks at ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Campbell, where you can check out an entire, several shelves, in fact, of past Author of the Week books. And of course, we keep all these interviews archived at ksgf.com. And we try to always pick something interesting. And every once in a while, we get something fantastic, an author that's great, one that you know of. And we have Diamond and Silk with us. Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch is the name of the book. I want to thank you both being here. I know you've had a busy week. You all are in one capacity or another. I think, aren't you doing something with the convention all week this week?
You never know what Diamond and Silk will pop up at. That's all I can tell you.
Well, if you don't mind, because I think for most Americans, myself included, one day, there you are. I see these videos posting, and I think, who are these gals? So who is Diamond and Silk? Tell us about your upbringing and what made you who you are today.
Well, our parents made us who we are today. Mm-hmm. Listen, our upbringing was just like everyone else's upbringing. The only thing is, our parents didn't allow us to play into victimhood, and we couldn't be victims. Because anytime you play into the victimhood of being a victim, it makes them, you victimize. That's what it means, and you're victimized over and over and over. But it's all in your own mind, so they didn't play that. And they also taught us something about faith. Feel as if the thing has already happened. You have to, if you want something, you have to feel that it's going to happen.
That's
so
right.
In the book, diamondandsilkbook.com, you can go there to get it or wherever they sell books. We talk about our upbringing. We talk about our journey, being thrust into the political arena, what happened in 2015 and 16. We talk about censorship, the liberal ideology, wanting people to come off of what we call that Democrat plantation. It's a mindset. Mm-hmm. We also talk about the pandemic. And I know people are seeing the salacious headlines in the media about Fox News because they're just clickbaits with some of these left-leaning liberals, right? We also discuss that and give you a play-by-play exactly what happened and how everything happened.
Most people, they don't necessarily grow up political. You all, I mean, you talk about your beliefs just forming because of family. Sounds like a strong family there. Was it political growing up, or is that something that you discovered? And if so, what was that evolution?
Well, we didn't grow up political. It was, okay, you a Democrat. No. We were conditioned to vote for one way. You vote for the head of the ticket. And we found that just because you're black, it didn't mean you have to vote Democrat. The evolution, we evolved over time when we started looking at how things were.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one day looking at my sister and saying, girl, we'll probably do better under a Republican. Mm-hmm. Not even realizing what I was saying. Now, this may have been maybe 2 years before President Trump announced he was running for president. So I know that, okay, my mind may have been a little opened. But, you know, we didn't think anything of it. But when he started saying some things,
yeah,
I want to secure the border. Don't you secure your house? The White House secure it. The border should be secure. I want to bring back jobs. Mm-hmm. Why would you leave our citizens bright and dirty without jobs and outsource them? I want to bring back spirit. So we was like, yeah, well, this is who we like. So what we did was we switched our party to vote directly for President Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. We had to switch it to Republican to do so. So it wasn't about the party. It was about the person.
Right.
We didn't mean to be thrust into politics, but everything that we were saying, it was resonating with other people. That's the way they felt.
That's right.
We're talking with our authors of the week, Diamond and Silk. The book is Uprising. I remember, I think it was, I first started paying attention to things political around that whole election that Ross Perot was involved in. And there was a lot of discussion about NAFTA. And so I remember that. And this is something that it seems as if every president that would come along, they'd mention it, how it needed to be fixed. Of course, no one ever did anything about it. Trump comes along. Of course, he does. But that all hit you all personally, right? Because you felt NAFTA.
Right. We actually worked in manufacturing. So we saw whenever the jobs went overseas. We saw whenever the illegal aliens were actually being replaced was replacing Americans, and how Americans had to train the illegal aliens over here in America how to do the job for Americans to just be laid off a few weeks later after training. Mm-hmm. So it was sad. It was sickening as to what we were seeing. And to know that Bill Clinton signed that NAFTA into law and Joe Biden supported it as well. And now here we are in 2020, and we have Jim Crow Joe talking about running for president to fix it, but he have yet to fix the 1994 crime bill. Mm-hmm. And he's been in government position for 47 years, almost half a century. So it affected us. But then to hear at the time Donald Trump talk about bringing those jobs back,
right,
bringing them back, I mean, you have to be an idiot to send your job overseas while your American citizens have no jobs. It didn't make sense to us. We needed somebody that was not afraid to go toe-to-toe against the status quo,
right,
that wanted to stand up for Americans first and didn't have a problem with bringing our jobs back here for Americans to work, not illegal aliens.
Because you remember what Obama said, you have to wave a magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we guess that magic wand must have been President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
So things show started coming back.
At some point, you all decided we're going to start making these videos. Lots of people make videos. Lots of people post videos. What made you decide to do it? And then when did you realize, man, this is taking off? I mean, this is becoming something real. What was that like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We were so thrust in it. We were so thrust and passionate. I can't remember what I thought. I know I couldn't believe it was happening to us. Oftentimes, we would have to pinch ourselves to make sure this was real.
That's right.
Because we didn't know whether this was surreal or not, whether we were dreaming or not. And we couldn't believe that we resonated with people. And we were honest. We were so honest and authentic. What you see is what you get.
And we weren't looking to say that we're going to say this just to resonate with
someone.
We was just on the YouTube channel with our 10 people that had subscribed. We didn't even know who they were.
Right.
And we was just ranting and raving about the stuff we didn't like when we saw different things. And we did not like how the media was disparaging and cared to assassinating at the time Donald Trump.
Right.
Because he was the only one that was making sense. He had the solutions for a lot of the different issues that was plaguing our country, especially the black community.
Right.
So when they started bashing him, you know, and we was able to speak out, we felt liberated. And another thing, YouTube let you cuss.
That's
so
right.
We didn't have a problem with cussing the media out on the screen. We did not know that it would resonate with all of these millions upon millions of people.
Right.
We didn't know that.
Well, and clearly others recognize it too. Diamond and Silk, you write in your book Uprising about how there were powerful media personalities that tried to purchase your loyalty to other candidates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they thought they can buy Diamond and Silk. You wasn't going to buy us. You wasn't going to buy our silence. The one thing about Diamond and Silk, we're two black chicks who's down with politics.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not politically correct. We're politically direct.
That's right.
And listen, you wasn't going to buy our silence. You wasn't going to shut us up. We love this country. We stand for our flag, and we love the President of the United States.
That's right.
And so we were going to continue to speak out. There's no amount of money that could have shut us up. Absolutely not. So we didn't fall for the okey-doke.
Because, see, at the end of the day, whatever happened in this country, I don't care if you are rich. It's going to affect you in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at what we're in right now in the midst of a pandemic. It's affecting everybody. I don't care how much money you have.
Right.
You mentioned the pandemic. One of the things that you write about is the Daily Beast. They had an article claiming that you all, and I remember when this came out, you were kicked off Fox News because you weren't toeing the line when it came to COVID-19. What was all that about?
Well, listen, we write about that in the last chapter of the book, so I don't want to give away the whole synopsis of what happened. So I want people to go get the book, DiamondandSilkBook.com. But stop believing everything that you read in the fake news.
Mm-hmm.
We lay it out, point by point, step by step, what happened.
That's right.
And the way the news was depicting it was totally different from what we were hearing directly from Fox.
And can I just say, you know, one point in that particular portion, I do mention something about, is this the systemic racism that everybody is talking about?
Right.
Let me just hit on that for one moment.
Yes.
You know, when I said that, what I am talking about is the ideology of systemic racism, not a color. I'm talking about the disinfringement of it. For example, you had scientists tell the world that black people are disproportionately affected by a virus. And so as two black women, we started asking questions. So because we need to know what's going on, because we don't want to die from a virus. So with us talking about it and asking questions, it's like it became, for the left, it was like depicted as a conspiracy theory. But you had other people like our white counterparts that were able to have the discussion, talk about it, ask the same questions that we were asking, and that was considered freedom of speech. That was okay. So what we could not understand is, how is it that if you tell me as a scientist that's been a scientist for 30 years that I'm disproportionately affected by a virus as a black woman or as a black person, now you're telling me I can't talk about it because if I do, it's conspiracy theory? That's part of the system, and that system has been set in place for a long, long time. And black people out in the street talking about, I want equality, I want that. What you want to do is dismantle the system, and this is how you dismantle the system. Stop voting for the same system that put that system in place.
That's right.
Because a lot of people that's going out there in the streets rioting and going off, it's happening in Democrat-ran cities and states.
Mm-hmm. And also, that you also realize that affirmative action is a form of systemic racism.
That's right.
Systemic racism has no color. It's a discrimination.
That's right.
It can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we proposed a question to the reader, but you have the left, they'll hop on there, they'll try to put us against each other, put us against where we don't like Fox and this and that. They'll try to do all of this here,
That's these damnable things. Yes, clickbait.
Well, finally, as we talk with our authors of the week, Diamond and Silk, the book Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? I suspect I know your answer to this, given that you all were fully in. Donald Trump was going to win 2016, 2020. I suspect that you feel that sense. I mean, it seems like, surely, if it was felt before, it definitely is now, especially as positive as the convention has been so far. So do you think, what sort of win will it be, and why?
I think that he's going to win in a landslide, and the reason why is because he has a track record. He don't have to do like the DNC. Look at the DNC last week. They brought out Hollywood stars, Michelle and Barack Obama, trying to convince America. President Trump don't have to convince America. Why? Because he have a track record of what he's done for America versus Jim Crow Joe. He hasn't done anything for America. He's been in government for 47 years, almost half a century. He haven't done one thing. And then they brought on Kamala. She ain't done one thing. Look at her state, California. And when we look at both of them, all I see is Bonnie and Clyde. One wrote the crime bill and the other one enforced it. So when people look at all of this here, they're going to make their own decision based on their own life.
That's
not
right.
What the Democrats want you to be or want you to vote for, but who they want to vote for that's going to benefit them. President Trump has benefited. Let me tell you something. He has his finger on the pulse of this nation. And it's undeniable that he has galvanized. If he hadn't galvanized this country, why do you think that the left keep trying to stop him? They demean him. They disparage him, vilify him every chance that they get.
Because they
know it. They don't want him to hold a rally because you can see the momentum and the enthusiasm. They don't want you to see that. It's there for a reason. We want someone that's working for the American people and for America, not for somebody working for their own greed and want to continue to get their kickbacks, their paddy wax, skim from the top, and leave Americans left at the bottom.
So make sure you vote right so you won't get left. Vote red.
R-E-D. Remove every Democrat. And vote for President Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
Diamond and Silk, the book Uprising, Who the Hell Says You Can't Ditch and Switch. Thank you so much. It's been an incredible pleasure. Appreciate your time today.
Wow.
Thank you for having us.
Springfield's Talk 104.1, Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the best of Nick Reed on Springfield's Talk 104.1.